This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
After an off-season-long standoff, a mini-camp holdout, T.J. Watt, as expected, not going anywhere. The sides agreeing on a three-year, $123 million contract extension that locks up Watt through 2028. It makes him not only now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history at $41 million per year, it is also the second-largest contract ever in Steelers history behind, oh yeah, DK Metcalf.
DK's making more than...
Whoa.
Okay.
I gotta check these numbers now.
Okay. All right, so...
Yeah, five-year, $150 million contract extension for DK Metcalf.
Wow. So, yeah, that's kind of breaking my brain now. Like, T.J. Watt is far more valuable than D.K. Metcalf. I'm also sad that T.J. Watt signed that extension because, like, I want him to be freed from the perpetual mediocrity known as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I wanted him to come here next season. I wanted to be able to be like, okay, thanks, Bosa, for the year. Oh, we got T.J. Watt now. That's what I wanted so badly.
Yes.
Because Bosa, you got to bubble wrap him, apparently, as far as that seems right now. Dude's already sidelined, so, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd imagine he'll be able to play the majority of the season, though.
I agree. I'm just saying, it's kind of funny. Like, the one concern everybody had was injury, and then he tweaked his calf or something, like in OTAs, and then that was that.
Yeah. So... I really don't understand the Pittsburgh Steelers' way of thinking at this point. They don't recognize that, like, sports is a cycle. And sometimes you are not supposed to be, like...
You're repeating... History should not repeat itself, and you're repeating history.
It's that the last 4 years has been different for them in terms of having winning records. It has been thoroughly unimpressive in how they do it. And... Oddly enough, they take first place in the North just 3 years ago. Or is it 4 years ago? 4 years ago. 2021.
Mm-hmm.
They start 11-0.
I remember how excited I was thinking they would beat the Chiefs in that playoff. I was, that was something else.
Here's the thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ready? Their losses blend in together so much, you don't remember which one is which.
I remember when they beat the Bills in the beginning of that season.
Because the thing that you're mentioning there, that's not when they lose to the Chiefs.
In the wild card?
That's when they lose to the Browns.
Oh, man. Wait, what?
And that was smacked. The 2020 season.
Oh.
It was played in the 2021
year. See, I don't remember
that.
Okay, so the 2021 season, though, that was the game before 13 seconds. The Chiefs played in the wild card against the Steelers, if I'm remembering correctly, right?
Let's see here.
That would be in 2022 game was
played. Okay, so that's 5 years ago. 5 years ago is 2020 when they lose in the wild card round, and it's 12-4. That's when they win the first 11 games of their year. They lose to Cleveland that day. That's the year that happens. So I was right. The 2021 season, when they lose in the wild card round, it's that they're 9-7-1, and they lose to the Chiefs.
Yes. You weren't talking about the 2021 season?
I was talking about the 2020 season. Then I mixed it up. I said 2021, and then I threw in the 2021 wild card
game. I understand. That's why I was thinking of that wild card.
Okay. That was 2020.
We're back on track. We're there.
But that's the thing. They've been so unremarkable these last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
6 years, because they go 8-8. 7 years, because in 2018 they missed the playoffs at 9-6-1.
When they over 500, though.
That's the Le'Veon Bell holdout year.
Mm-hmm. Now he's a boxer.
Like, ever since 2018, they've been thoroughly unimpressive, even when they had a good record, 12-4 in 2020, for example, when they win their first 11 games. Then back-to-back losses to Washington, then Buffalo, start a collapse.
I have a question for you.
And then they lose in the most heinous way, getting smacked around by the Browns.
What did the great Albert Einstein used to say, Derek? Other than the theories of physics and all that.
I was going to say E equals MC squared.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
And I knew
that
that's where you were going.
That seems to be similar to what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing right now.
I knew that's where you're going. I just didn't want to answer it.
No, I know.
I wanted you to say it. Have your moment. And that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers have been doing. In the last 5 years, they have only had a positive point differential twice. They've made the playoffs four times. Which says more about the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Than anything. Yes, I know they were the sixth seed last year. Shut up, everybody. But it says more about the expanded playoff field than anything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Joe, can you tell me, since 2020... Actually, no, I'm going to take 2020 out of this.
Okay.
Since 2021, these last 4 years, can you give me the highest rank that the offense has had for the Pittsburgh Steelers out of 32?
30.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Okay, 25?
The highest was last year with Russell Wilson at quarterback, 16th.
Okay.
That is the high point.
What was the low?
2 years ago when they faced the Buffalo Bills in the wild card and they have the 28th ranked offense.
Okay. So they were hovering around 30 at one point.
God.
What a nightmare scenario. If I'm TJ Watt,
why would you sign this?
Yeah, why would you accept this?
Because he's the reason that they win games.
When is Tomlin's contract up?
Never.
He signed a blood oath. You're absolutely right. Just to keep... So it extends through the 2027 NFL season, the end of the 2027 season.
Wow.
So he's got two more years. Three more seasons, technically.
Three more seasons.
But two more, like, in year years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if he makes the playoffs in 2028, technically, in the 2027 season, that would be the end.
Yep, exactly. Wow.
Unbelievable. And guess what? You know what I think? I'd be like, hey.
You can't keep surviving like this.
Here's an extension, Mike.
You can't keep surviving like this, though.
You don't think if he – what if they go – what if they win 10 games and make the wild card again?
What, all 3 years?
Yeah.
First of all, the league's broken.
If that's happening. But what if?
But
it's just a strictly what-if scenario.
Never stop your enemy from making a mistake. The league is perfectly content with allowing the Pittsburgh Steelers to spin the wheels. Because all they are is mediocre defined.
Right. They're not
Their
getting...
win total will change year to year, whether it be 9 or 10 wins. But every year, they are mediocrity defined. This is where my blood feud with the Tennessee Titans started. Because they were mediocrity defined. They were nothing special. So I needed to make them special. In order to watch a game, I had to hate them. The Pittsburgh Steelers have turned into that. The Pittsburgh Steelers have just become this pool of meh. Getting to the playoffs twice with negative point differentials.
They find ways to do it. That's why you got to think it might be a blood oath or something. At some point.
They inspire no hope. They are just this, quite frankly, cavalcade of disappointment. They always start strong, fizzle out, including aforementioned 2020. But infamously, when this whole thing starts, like this streak now of them being okay, when they miss the playoffs at 9-6-1. They have over a 90% chance of making the playoffs halfway through the year, and then they collapse. There's nothing about them that is just, like, anything good.
Mm-mm. No, there's nothing about them that's good. And, I mean, at least the league talk surrounding them isn't like what the hometown hockey team's receiving, reportedly, right now.
It just,
so.
But the thing is that they keep... just going with, okay, we'll try to be a contender again this year. We're going to sign Aaron Rodgers. We're going to bring in Jalen Ramsey, trade for DK Metcalf.
They've been in win now for the past like 5 years and haven't gotten
past
the wild card.
The problem is they haven't won anything.
Yes, exactly. That's the issue.
The last 5 years in their win now mode, they've won one division title.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They've bitten the dust.
That's the whole list. They have won no playoff games. They've won no inspiration of hope for the fan base.
It's crazy that in those 5 years, they've even done that with Joe Burrow, with Lamar Jackson. Like, that was on the beginning end of it. But, like, still.
But even in 2020, they win the AFC North, collapse, and then get smacked around by the Browns.
Yeah.
The Browns have won a playoff game sooner than you have. More recently.
Yep.
And Cleveland, if you want to talk about self-sabotage and not stopping your enemy from making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Jettison's the quarterback that was ushering in a new successful period for Cleveland.
Right. Played through, by the way, multiple injuries for them.
For the worst person ever that ended up helping create an NFL collusion case about guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
It's relevant. I want to keep it relevant. Pablo Torre finds out. Go watch it. But it's incredible. You have not won a playoff game. Since 2016. For a franchise whose coach has said, the standard is the standard. Well, the standard right now has definitely declined.
The standard's been mediocrity at best.
It is sad to see a proud franchise like this just decide, we're just going to keep doing our own thing. And then they extend the general manager who has been part of this. Omar Khan gets an extension as he's the guy currently giving you no plan other than, all right, let's find someone else to bring in here just to try to keep ourselves relevant. This is a fan base that has not bottomed out since 2003 when they went 6-10 and would eventually end up drafting Ben Roethlisberger,
if,
by the way.
If they go over 500 this season, they beat the Dallas Cowboys record. Cool. That's an achievement for them. And that'll be, wow, look at the successful stint of football we've had.
And then you're congratulations. You're picking 21st because you lost in the wild card round in a good quarterback class where teams are going to be picking them before you, and you get nobody again.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to hitch your wagon on Aaron Rodgers.
Or you hitch the wagon for another year with A-Rod.
Like how you hitched the wagon with Russell Wilson for 1 year.
Not even, though. You don't even hang on to Justin Fields, who you had working into the system with Russell Wilson. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it just...
Why wouldn't you hang on to him as a backup and then eventually let him take over when Rodgers walks?
Oddly enough, there were reports that that was the plan.
And then part of the...
But if you're Fields, you took the job out of training camp and then you got benched. Why would you trust that coaching staff?
That was bad. I remember when that happened.
And it's not like Wilson tore the league up. He played better. He was better than Fields.
He's Russell Wilson. He's above average. That's what you're going to get now from an older Russell Wilson.
And they ended up with literally the middle of the league in terms of points.
Now you're down George Pickens.
23rd, by the way, in yards. Here's your fun one. Since 2020, the rank in yards per game from their offense has been 23rd. From 2020 on, ready? 24, 23, 23, 25, 23. You know what gets them their points? Chris Boswell,
that's crazy.
Chris Boswell kicks their field goals. Thank goodness they have a good kicker. Or else they would have had this streak of theirs break a long time ago.
Can make all the difference. A good kicker.
Right. Again, they inspire no hope.
That's the kicker.
Good time to take a break here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.